Welcome to DAI's Power to Transform podcast series. I am Brandon Edmonds. In this episode, I'm speaking with Paula Antonovich about how DAI supported the Department of Defense with the implementation of the Defense Civilian Intelligence Personnel System, known as DCIPS. Before we start the interview, let me take a moment to give you some background. In 2007, the Department of Defense embarked on the implementation of DCIPS, an initiative that would transform the way the intelligence community attracted, hired, retained, and rewarded its civilian employees to strengthen its ability to face the ever-changing demands placed on the intelligence community. Paula, thank you for taking the time to share your insights about DCIPS.
Brandon, thanks for having me.
Would you please describe for our listeners the transformation initiative in a little bit more detail?
In 2007, DAI was invited by the Department of Defense to help it implement DCIPS, which was a new way the department was recruiting, hiring, retaining, and rewarding its intelligence community workforce.
What role did DAI play in the initiative?
DAI played multiple roles in implementing the initiative. We were on the ground helping the department develop its policies and implementing issuances and working with the components with them implementing the policies. Our human capital practitioners assisted the department with developing its policies and working with the components to implement the policies. Our communications and change management experts developed the communications and change management plan and products to help educate and inform the workforce. And then our learning solutions consultants helped develop training, both web-based and instructor-led. And then our cadre of trainers went out into the field and trained the workforce, both within the United States and outside the United States.
What methods did you employ to engage and secure buy-in from key stakeholders?
Critical to the success of DCIPS and the implementation of DCIPS was the engagement of leadership at all levels. And we were fortunate to have the highest levels of the organization involved in and valuing the importance of DCIPS and moving the organizations forward. So once we secured the buy-in of the leaders, and that was done primarily through briefings, conversations among leaders, we then moved to educate and inform the managers and supervisor cadre. It's always a good practice to make sure that managers and supervisors understand what the initiative is and why it's important so that they can answer questions to employees. And then finally, once the managers and supervisors were engaged, we worked with the employees. And we did a wide range of things. We hosted town halls. We provided communications that could be used by managers and supervisors and leaders to work with their employees. We developed communication products, both print and online. We built a website that allowed people to get information on demand. We created fact sheets, really with the goal of helping people understand where we were with the implementation, how it impacted them, and really what was in it for them to adopt the behaviors that we needed them to adopt in order for the program to be successful.
Do you have one or two lessons learned that you would like to share with our listeners?
I think the most important thing for folks to remember is that everyone says they like change until change happens to them, and then they realize they don't really like change when it affects them. And so finding effective ways to communicate in a safe way that the change is not being done to hurt them or harm them, but to provide a space where people can thrive is really important. The other thing I would say is that change takes a long time. And so it's important to have quick wins early so that you can share those wins with the workforce or whomever the audience is that you're trying to influence so that they can see the value of the initiative and begin to adopt the behaviors to move the organization forward.
Are there any other thoughts you would like to share about this initiative?
I think I'll leave the listeners with this, that DCIPS was revolutionary for what it was trying to accomplish. It's very hard to make change in the federal government, particularly around human capital practices, and that the department understood and valued that in order for employees to perform and give their best, that they needed a new way to recognize performance is powerful. And while some elements of DSIPs have gone away, the importance of performance and the importance of employees and supervisors having candid conversations around how their work affects the organization is something that has been sustained and will continue to help the intelligence community as it works to achieve its missions.
Thank you, Paula. To learn more about how we supported DSIPs and to view some of the products, log on to www.dai-solutions.com. Until next time, I'm Brandon Edmonds, and thank you for listening to this episode of DAI's Power to Transform podcast series.